Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yes, it's the Every Day Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, welcome back. Do I sound a little better than I did yesterday? The head cold's going away, baby. The head cold's going away. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, or even better, you've never listened to the Every Day Saturday podcast before, oh, wow, I feel so sorry. So sorry, where you been? We have over 200 shows just this year alone in 2014. Head on over to everydaysaturday.com. Listen to the show. You can listen right there. On the website, just click the podcast button or go to iTunes, stream it to your favorite device, smartphone, computer, whatever. Hey, also, all you gravy trainers getting all this great free motivational entrepreneurial training, make sure you leave behind a 5-star review for the Every Day is Saturday podcast so we can acknowledge you on the show. You know something? I'm going to dive into, as I'm talking here, I'm going to just open up my iTunes browser. I'm going to go into the last few reviews. I'm going to read them as we go throughout today's show. Today's show is going to be awesome, man. You know why it's going to be awesome? Because I am actually going to be talking about, you ever heard of that dude that runs Dollar Shave Club? Have you ever heard the Dollar Shave Club commercials? I listen to them all. I hear them all the time, mainly when I'm driving my girls to school. I listen to ESPN radio in the morning, which my daughters absolutely love. They're like, oh, Dad, can we hear more sports, especially during football season, because you watch it for 12 hours on a Sunday and then we get to hear the recap every Monday morning for hours. Dad, can we have more of that? I'm like, sure, kids. Let's just turn on ESPN radio and drive to school every day. Absolutely. You asked for it. You got it. So Dollar Shave Club was founded. I'm fascinated by this story. Absolutely fascinated by this story. Maybe you've heard of the guy. Maybe you've never even heard of Dollar Shave Club. Check it out. Go to dollarshaveclub.com. It's really a funny whole promo that they run. Mike. Hey, I'm Mike from Dollar Shave Club. That's all I remember from the commercials. And he's got a great sense of humor. And the backstory to this is he's competing against, obviously, if you're, you know, I don't know, I guess the ladies would have the same, you know, issue with razors. Guys, man, it's like $30 for, you know, 4 blades. And you run out and you're using your razor blade like, by the time these blades are done, you look like you got into a fight with, you know, Jack Nicholson on The Shining. You know, it's like you're all caught up. Your face is cut. Like, you know, Freddy Krueger just got a hold of you someplace in a dark alley. So, all right, time to get new blades. But you hate it. You hate it because it's like $30 for 4 blades unless you want to buy a new one. It's just stupid, right? So, boy, they exposed the pain because I'm listening to this guy's commercial. I'm joining Dollar Shave Club this weekend. I've listened to this guy's commercials for years. It's just the power of creative advertising. If you want to hear more about the power or read more about it on my latest blog post, go to everydaysaturday.com/blog. And I actually talk about, you know, actually it was an email. It wasn't even a blog. It was like a 1,000-word email I sent to my list yesterday. If you're not on my email list, are you out of your mind? I share great content every single day, whether it's on my blog, an email exchange, links, stuff that I use. Make sure you go to everydaysaturday.com, put your name and email in so you can learn how to make, guess for it, Every Day Saturday. So Mike Dubin from Dollar Shave Club exposes the pain, which is what you got to do as a marketer, right? You have to expose the pain in the marketplace. Whatever you're selling, I guarantee you're not bringing out the pain as much as this guy is. I mean, he's talking about how much razor blades cost, how you always got to go to the store when you always forget to buy them whenever you need them, all that stuff, and how the big, you know, companies are getting rich off you and all of that stuff, you know. So just have razor blades delivered to your doorstep. It's like it's Dollar Shave Club. I think if whatever package you buy, I think you get away with like $5, $6 a month. But check this out. He launched it. I think the story goes, he was a film student or something like that in college, but he always loved comedy. That's why his very first promo, he's never done, aside from some Google pay-per-click ads, the owner, Mike, has never really done, you know, any type of really hardcore paid advertising till he started doing those radio commercials on ESPN and stuff like that. It was a YouTube video that he launched to get it going. And if you've never seen the video, go to YouTube and just search Dollar Shave Club. You'll see the promo video there. It's got 15 million views as of the date of this podcast, which is August 8th, 2014. By the way, happy Friday, everybody. I hope everybody in a job, especially my old corporate buddies, I hope you picked out your best dress down outfit today. You know, the polo shirt. It is August, so it's a little bit hotter, so you get to wear the polo shirt with the khaki pants. You've probably been looking at those on the old hanger all week and said, oh, I can't wait to dress down with my oh-so-comfy penny loafers. Because the boss said, even though I'm middle-aged and I'll be dead in about 25 years and I'm older than him or her, they said I get to dress down today. Oh, I'd love it. The only thing better was if I had a chance to wear a Garanimal outfit. Oh. So, Dollar Shave Club, by the way, happy Friday. Dollar Shave Club, the video, check it out on YouTube. It's got 15 million views, but when he first launched the promo, had no really ad budget or anything like that, aside from some PPC budget. And in the first 48 hours, the video debuted on YouTube. He got over 12,000 people, not just to watch the video, sign up. 12,000 people signed up for Dollar Shave Club within the first 48 hours of him launching that. You talk about viral, that's a viral video. But here's the key, man. A lot of thought went into that video. I did a little bit of research before the show today. Not a ton of research, but more research than I normally do. And Mike hired a buddy of his, a comedian named Lucia Aniello. Aniello. Lucia Aniello. I'm reading it on entrepreneur.com right now. A friend of Dubin's from his college days, and she runs an LA-based production company that created comedy shorts for Audi, Estee Lauder, and the Emmys, actually. So obviously Mike had connections, but it doesn't matter. He still had to get his message out there, and he wanted to take a comedic stance. And within like the first 2 minutes, he walks through a door with a big poster. He says, are our blades good? No, our blades aren't good. Our blades are fucking great. And the U and the C are blocked out of the F-K-I-N-G banner that he's got hanging on the door that he walks by and he points to it. It's just a riot, man. I mean, he shocks you right from the start of the video. And it goes on. It's just a funny video. And it's only about a minute long. So check it out on YouTube. And the whole reason I'm talking about this today, Dollar Shave Club, number one, it's something I think about signing up for, and I just never did it. I'm going to do it because I went to get razors at Kroger when I did my, you know, daily shopping. I'm at Kroger 8,000 times a week. Running the Crowley house, my wife will be 24 weeks along next Tuesday. So I go shopping, literally. I'm that guy. I mean, I go to Kroger, I buy 10 things, I forget the 11th. Go back to get the 11th, get a text, we need the 12th. You know, it's like I am in that store. Now they just know. I know everybody there. Now, I was no stranger to Kroger before. I mean, it's not like I never did shopping. I actually go to Kroger probably more than most husbands go, most dads go. Now, it's ridiculous. I mean, it is off the hook. I'm there every day, sometimes 3-4 times a day. I don't even know what my record is. I think it might have been 5. But I didn't get razor blades yet because I have not spent $30. So I thought Dollar Shave Club again. And the just goes to show, from a marketing perspective, this kid, I don't know, what is he, like 25 years old? I mean, he's got a multi-million dollar company now, and he's competing with all the big boys, and he's made the common enemy. So that's another thing you need to do with marketing, is you need to find a common enemy that you and your prospect can both rally around, or rally against, for lack of a better word. You know, mine is the corporate boss, the job, the J-O-B, the jump out of bed, journey of the broke, just over broke. That's the enemy. And then for people who are like, well, Tom's not that bad, Sam. No, you can take a shot at it, but there's some good people. You know, there's some good people that are in a job. Yeah, you're not my target market. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But I don't need to lecture. I mean, I didn't hit you over the head and say, hey, can you tune into my Everyday Saturday podcast so you can listen to me speak irreverently about a job going to the corporate slave camp? I get it. You're happy being average. I know. I get that. You've settled for a mediocre life. I'm all right with that if you are going broke. Okay? But geez, I mean, you know, there is a market for people who want to make Everyday Saturday. All right? But back to you, your message and what you're marketing out there. What is it? Like, what's the pain that you're going to expose like Mike does with Dollar Shave Club? The cost of the blades. It shouldn't be $30 to replace your blades, you know? The fact that you're always out at the grocery store and you never think to buy them, or you always got to make an emergency run to buy them. What if they were delivered right to your doorstep for just pennies on the dollar? See, that's the pain he exposed. And when you put a really genius YouTube video behind that, that's powerful, man. And, you know, 12,000 people signing up. This is like a membership site. You know, you sign up to have them delivered to your door every month. So you don't have to forget. That's the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about? The whole point is you don't have to forget to ever buy blades or remember to buy them. So 12,000, let's say the average ticket, because you know he's upselling from, you know, here's our cheapy deepy blade. And oh, by the way, we sell creams and things like that. But let's just say, and I'm sure this is low. I'm like way, way, way on the low end of the spectrum. Let's say an average customer is $10 a month. That's 12,000 customers in the first 48 hours. Who knew? I mean, who knows? He's probably got millions now, but 12,000 in the first 48 hours at $10 is $120,000 a month in gross sales that he just did. Now, I'm sure the average customer has got to be 3-5 times that, all right, $40, $50 a month. Because like anything, you throw the lowest number out there to get an interest in the site, and then people come in and they buy. And if you've got a great funnel, I'm sure Mike's got a great funnel at dollarshaveclub.com. I'm sure he's got a great funnel. And next thing you know, you're out the door, $40, $50. You got cream, you got this, you got that. But that's on you. I mean, he's just providing, well, you've got the credit card burning a hole in your hand right there, and you're one hand on the credit card, another hand typing it in. Why not go for the upsell? Just like you ever buy P90X or anything from Beachbody? Beachbody is amazing upsells. I mean, you better reserve some time. Like, it's like the amount of time that I'd say, I don't know, what, 20 minutes, half hour? You're in upsell hell. But you don't really feel like it because they take you through their funnel. I mean, originally I bought P90X online like everybody does. It's a trial offer. It was, what was it, free everything, but, you know, you pay for the shipping or something like that. And then if you keep it 30 days or whatever, they ding you for $130. But boy, you go through that funnel. You type in your credit card for the free shipping or the free trial, and you just pay for the shipping. First of all, there's nothing's free. But anyway, you type in that credit card. That's it, man. That's it. They got it. You got it. You need to be able to do this as well. There's nothing wrong. I get a kick out of people. Well, I can't really do what? You can't ask for the order? Well, you don't believe in your product? Well, I don't really like taking people through. Hey, I had a great piece. Like, I'm getting fired up. Oh, I start stuttering. This porky freaking pig now is coming out of your microphone into your earbuds right now. That's how excited I get when I start talking about selling. Selling's awesome. There's a sale being made every day in relationships. You're getting sold, or you've been sold, or you're doing the selling. One of the two. No different with a product. If you believe in your product, offer upsells. Beachbody. Oh, my God. I remember I bought P90X, man. Vitamins, shakers, diet programs. Here's those flexible cords if you can't get to the gym, but you want to still do pull-ups and pull-downs and all this stuff and sit-ups. We recommend these bungee cords you're buying. I mean, yeah, at the door, out $500. I mean, I didn't buy any of it. I just kept clicking no thanks. Like, and it's even better. It's like, no thanks, I want to be fat. No thanks, I don't want any more energy. No thanks, I've got the perfect body I need right now. I don't want to look like I did when I was 20 again. It's just great. You keep going and going and going. Finally, you get to the last checkout. Amazon does it, right? I mean, when you buy something on Amazon, they've got people who purchase this also purchase this. So let's say, you know, you buy a computer. People who purchase a computer also bought a battery, a power kit, a DVD player, or so, whatever it is, you know? And it's just wild, man. There's so much money left on the table. But back to DollarShave.com and why I wanted to talk about it today. It's original. It's original. It's funny. People remember laughing. Laughter is good for the soul. People remember where they were when they started laughing. I remember listening to ESPN radio with my daughters, and I tune out during commercials. There's only a few that I remember. I'm trying to think of the one. First of all, in my defense, it's August 8th. I haven't driven my daughter to school now since June 8th because that's the last time they got out. They're going back in 2 weeks. So I'll be fresh into Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio from 7 to 8 every morning starting in 2 weeks. But right now I can't recall the ones that were in my mind all the time. But the Dollar Shave Club, I'll always remember that because it was funny. It was unique. He took a shot at razor blade companies. And I went on and I saw the commercial online. I saw the YouTube video and I thought, this kid's crazy, man. I mean, that's exactly the kind of commercial I'd want to run. And, you know, I remembered it because I laughed. I remembered it because I laughed. And it doesn't even need to be laughter. Sometimes it's the opposite emotion, tugging at the heartstrings, you know, getting people to cry, getting people emotional for the right reason, not because they're depressed, because you're tugging at an emotional cord. Look, you got to be original, you know. The only way I've been able to have this podcast last, I think, about if you did a podcast every single day. I know I missed the last week, but I'd had cold, okay. Think if you did a podcast every single day. Do you remember this show? I mean, I get tweets from people. By the way, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show, you know? Love it. I love when people, and I'm going to have to, let me get on here. Hold on one second. iTunes review from Tommy, 1391, from August 1st. May 30th podcast, you were talking directly to me. Glad to know I'm not crazy. That is, unless we're both crazy. We might be, Tommy. Side note, we both have 4 girls and a wife of the same name. Wow, that is freaky, man. I actually have 3 girls, one on the way, but you're right. That is freaky. Stay fired up because I'll be checking back to get some. That's awesome. How about one more? From Krista in New Zealand. This podcast has not only kept me company driving half of the country on a monthly basis, but it's also given me my existing ideas to get out of the J-O-B. I love it, another J-O-B-er. Some weight behind them. My thoughts always wandered when I would have an entrepreneur. Always wondered when I would have an entrepreneurial idea. Now they are sprinting away from me, leaving a dust trail behind. Thanks to the extra push Sam Crowley's inspiring words have given me. I'm currently enjoying having every day be Friday, but man, when I hit Saturday, the world will hear me shout. Thank you, Sam Crowley. Krista, thank you so much. Last one. You must listen to Sam. A, he's hilarious. True. B, he's very real. True. C, he's going to shoot your excuses out of the water. True, 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 true. Get to listening and get moving. That's awesome. Thank you, guys. See, what if you did that every single day? You have to be original. Like, you have to have some authenticity to you. Could you do a show like this every day? Yes, you could. Could you do a show like this every day being bored? No, you can't. You got to get excited, man. You got to get fired up. But regardless if you do a podcast, what do every day? Like, do you enjoy? Do you have fun? Are you letting your hair down? Because when you're in a job, you can't. I mean, you might as well shave your head. You know what I'm talking about? You might as well look like Telly Savalas from Kojak when you're in a job because you ain't letting your hair down. You don't have any hair to wear because your boss isn't letting you have any hair. My boss, I might as well shave my head as a metaphor to you're never letting me have my hair down. I remember, I never forget it. I never, ever, ever forget this. Friday, it was a Friday just like this in August. And I had a head cold. I had been sick. I worked my ass off the whole week getting ready for a review we had in the office where we all, it's a big puppet show. We come in, the CEO dresses up like a CEO, even though he was like 4'11", put his platform shoes on, came in to do a review of our division, and we all had to give reports, and binders and printers were going all hours of the night and blah, blah, blah. Worked 80 hours before Friday even arrived. The review got done at 3 o'clock, went into my boss's office, sniffling, sneezing, hadn't slept for like a week. Hey, boss. Yeah, yeah, Crowley, what's going on?
Hey, listen, I really, you know, appreciate you letting me work 87 hours this week with no sleep. And yeah,
yeah, yeah, Crowley, what do you got?
Well, I just wondered, you know, it's 3:30 Friday, you know, dying, got like 112 degree fever, lost 60 pounds this week trying to work for your dumbass. Hey, but anyway, hey, can I check out early?
No, no, we stay till 5. We stay till 5 here, Sam. Maybe you can find some, maybe you can find some reps of yours, maybe to, you know, mentor. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to
find some more stuff to do Friday at 3:30 when my reps are kicking the door down to get home, because they actually, not like you, they actually have a life, and I have a life. It seems everybody outside of you actually has a life, but I appreciate the gift of feedback. And when I actually do make every day Saturday, by the way, I'm going to write about you in my book. I think you suck. Anyway, so you got to find the pain point, man. You got to find the pain point. You got to have fun. You got to enjoy what it is you're doing, because you may not look, you got to have a passion for what it is you do. You can't just be going through the motions, man. That's the worst kind of business, because if you're bored and you're talking about stuff just because you want to talk, or shooting a video just because you have to shoot a video, or writing a blog article just because I got a blog because Sam said so, and every search engine optimization book I've ever read says I need to add creative content and have a keyword density of 3 to 5%, and then build a link wheel, and then my head will explode and I will spontaneously combust in my chair, and they will have planted me in the ground because I've turned from human to robot. And you're an entrepreneur. Are you kidding me? Get out there and have some fun, man. Enjoy yourself. Check out that Dollar Shave Club video online on YouTube. You'll laugh. I know you will. And it's unique. Maybe it'll give you some ideas to make Everyday Saturday. My name's Sam Crowley, international motivational speaker, host of the number one downloaded motivational podcast on the planet, wishing you the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.